I'm Tabitha Safdie for South Carolina Telehealth Alliance's My Telehealth. This is the sound of a spoon hitting a cup. And it's also a handmade sound effect for a stroke rehabilitation game created here in South Carolina. Austin Hayes is a co-founder of the startup Recover, the Clemson-based company behind the game.
It's a carnival shooting gallery style game where a target pops up and your goal is you see the target, you reach out with your impaired arm to hit it.
The game is designed as a tool for occupational therapists to use with their patients. Hayes says everything from the sounds to the graphics are carefully crafted to meet the need of patients and therapists to make for an optimal therapy experience.
Nationwide, almost 800,000 strokes occur each year. 75% of those are going to end up with some form of arm movement impairment.
While Hayes and his team are technical experts, an occupational therapist at the Medical University of South Carolina, or MUSC, serves as the therapy expert.
The therapist is the most important piece of this and will always be the most important piece. So this is a tool to help therapists engage their patients more, but the brains behind it will always be the therapist. So even if it goes in home, you've got to have a therapist actually telling you, these are the exercises you need to do based on my assessment of you.
The Ducks have acquired space technology.
Michelle Woodbury came up with the idea for the game to help therapists engage their patients. It's called Duck Duck Punch.
They're astronauts.
The idea is that Duck Duck Punch is a rehabilitation environment, and therefore it has to be able to provide rehabilitation in a way that's similar to the way that a therapist would provide rehabilitation.
She says that effective occupational therapy requires hundreds of repetitions or reoccurring movements a day. The task can seem tedious, but with the game, the work seems more fun.
So, Rhonda, can you put your feet flat on the floor?
Rhonda Hutchinson, who couldn't lift her arm because she had a stroke, now lifts it to punch aliens and ducks virtually on the screen in front of her.
The goal is that those aliens are trying to steal.
It's a fun and challenging, and I don't have to mentally think about it.
When she moves her arm, the muscular green arm on the screen moves with her. Rhonda says this is one of her favorite parts. It makes her feel stronger.
What the therapist then has to do is make sure that the person practices motion in the virtual world, but then applies that to real life functional activities in the real world.
Because the game is crafted for the therapist and patient, it is designed to be simple and customizable. Therapists can alter settings and difficulty based on patient progress.
So, Rhonda, you did great, and this is the next level.
Since the first prototype developed in 2011, they've been conducting research through clinical trials to test how their game can benefit patients and become a supplement for inpatient visits to their therapist.
It's very difficult to get that many movement repetitions into the therapy session, which is 30 minutes to an hour. So the nice thing about Duck Duck Punch is that we can package lots of movement repetitions in a very short period of time that then gives us time to move then back into the real world and practice those activities.
When putting the game to the test, MUSC found that patients are twice as likely to practice movements with the game over a group of patients with paper instructions.
120 repetitions.
Hayes says that the game works for more than just stroke patients and for a number of patients with impaired arm movements.
Huge need right here in our own backyard, but we're aware of the national need as well, and we're kind of working towards that.
Last year, they received a National Institute of Health grant. More money means they can continue to work to expand their research and eventually help more patients by distributing the game nationally. For the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Tabitha Safdie with My Telehealth. South Carolina Educational Television is a member of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance. For more information and to follow the stories, visit us online at secetv.org/telehealth.